SFFEI listeners, and welcome to Backlist to the Future, our bi-weekly installment of recommendations from the deep and sometimes dusty corners of science fiction and fantasy. Because one show every 2 weeks is just not enough to cover all the books we want to talk about. I'm Sharifa Williams, recording on November 16th, and today I am talking about gloomy books for gloomy days, because those days are upon us. At least here where I am in North Carolina, it's been pretty cloudy and cold, and we're already talking about getting our Christmas tree. It's that time of year, I guess, already somehow. So before I talk about some books that are perfect for the season and the weather, I want to tell you about something new and exciting happening over at TBR. And what's happening is that TBR is bringing paperbacks. So if you do not like carrying around bulky hardcovers, because how much can you possibly fit into your bookish tote bag? Or if you're on a budget, or you want a wider range of recommendations, or all of the above, you can now get a paperback subscription from TBR. And as usual, that subscription is curated just for you by one of our bibliologists. So they will be choosing books that you haven't read before, that you specifically request certain types of books. If you have a craving for a specific type of science fiction or fantasy read, you can let them know, and they will choose books that speak to those interests. You can also gift it, because the holiday season is upon us as well. And you can get all of the details at mytbr.co. So find out more at mytbr.co. All right, let's hear from a sponsor, and then I'll tell you about my picks.
Today's episode is brought to you by Amazon Publishing. So I got a story with a little Old West debauchery, if you want to get a little messy. So there is a city steeped in the Old West mess. And in the city, a reporter is following every lead to a dangerous place, one that could bring him glory and fame or end his life. New York Times bestselling author Robert Dugoni is back with a gripping new thriller of corruption, vice, and murder set in Depression-era Seattle. It's about a reporter covering a hot murder trial who soon learns nothing is what it seems. The story could make his career if he lives to write about it. You can learn more at amazon.com/A Killing on the Hill. So yes, A Killing on the Hill by Robert Dugoni is what you need to pick up if you are into some Depression era danger in Seattle. It's a city of big dreams and dark ambitions, and this reporter gets caught up in the muck. So make sure to check it out, and thanks again to Amazon Publishing for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Greenleaf Book Group. No summer vacation should be without a great read, and I don't know about you, but I am partial to mysteries and thrillers for my hot month reads. It's hot girl reading summer, always over here. And from the award-winning librettist of Legally Blonde, the musical, and the screenwriter of Freaky Friday, Heather Hawke, comes the page-turning psychological thriller, The Trouble with Drowning. So when author Eden Hart floats into Tucson's Antigone Books in all her dazzling perfection to give a reading, Kat, a struggling writer, can't help but compare herself. Thankfully, Kat's life starts to take on its own Eden-like glow when her literary future takes shape and she falls madly in love with Jacob. As demons from her past begin to surface, Kat's mental health craters, and this halcyon dream slips through her fingers. For the fastest-paced, slow burn you won't be able to put down, be sure to check out The Trouble with Drowning by Heather Hawke on Amazon or your retailer of choice. And thanks again to Greenleaf Book Group for sponsoring this episode.
So my first one is a book I always think about when I think about gloomy weather. And actually, both of the titles I'm going to talk about today have a second book out or incoming very soon. And Vita Nostra by Marina Diachenko and Sergei Diachenko, translated by Julia Matov, is one of those books. I have not caught up with it yet, surprising nobody, but now that it is the winter season, I'm really thinking about picking up Assassin of Reality, which is the second book in the series. And this is like, I think I read Vita Nostra before I knew of or had heard about dark academia. I don't think TikTok had really blown up when it came out, and there wasn't a lot of like that dark academia aesthetic happening. But this is that. It is a book that is set at a boarding school in a sort of isolated town. And the story follows Sasha, who's a young woman who is just sort of getting by with her mom. And she gets this proposition to go to a very interesting and special school. And the thing is, she doesn't necessarily want to go to this school, but if she doesn't do what her new mentor says, something terrible could happen to her family. So, not a great setup for poor Sasha, who enters this school where she's put through these tests along with other students who are similarly, you know, confused about what they're doing there. Different grade levels have more insight into what's happening, but everybody is very hush-hush. There's a lot of like confidentiality, a lot of things that just happen without explanation. And there's a lot of trauma that happens at this school. The students are put through a lot. And Sasha is kind of a perfectionist, very much your A-plus student who takes her studies very seriously. And even though she's in this place that she doesn't necessarily want to be in, she strives to be the best because that's just her personality. And also she wants to make sure that her family is kept safe. So lots of strange things happen. Lots of unreal things happen in this sort of speculative, metaphysical story. And it remains one of those books that stands out as a really unique read, something I have not read before. And I recommend it whenever I can, especially to people who like weird fiction like me. So again, that's Vita Nostra. That's by Marina and Sergei Diachenko and translated by Julia Matov-Hersey. My second book perhaps needs no introduction. We actually just talked about it on our last episode where we were talking about our holiday gifting recommendations. And it's Moon of the Crested Snow by Wobgishig Rice. And this is a favorite. Both Jen and I have raved about this book. And in that episode, I learned that the book has a sequel coming out very soon in February, Moon of the Turning Leaves. So I am, of course, over the moon excited about that. I did not mean to use the word moon again there, but I'll leave it. I'm super excited because Moon of the Crested Snow was such a great story. And it's set against a very bleak landscape. It's the sort of near future post-apocalyptic story, and it takes place when there's just a downpour of snow. As you might imagine from the title, it's winter, times are tough, and reading about this small Anishinaabe community that's, again, isolated from a lot of other places and towns and conveniences. Within this community, there's some divide. There are people who aren't following the traditions or keeping up the traditions of the Anishinaabe. And then there are people who want the traditions and the stories to thrive and to live on and be passed down. And with this in mind, there is a blackout that happens, and the community gets cut off from everybody and everything. It's obviously already difficult for them to get resources or have access to resources being where they are. And now it's so much harder. And of course, this creates a lot of strife, a lot of panic, and the community has to really get together in a way they haven't and figure out how they're going to get through this together and how they're going to support not just themselves and their families, but the whole community. And we have our protagonist, who is one of the younger people who really wants to keep traditions alive and keep stories alive and is very connected to the culture. And he is also trying to, all of this is happening, and we get his perspective, and we're seeing it through his eyes, and how dire things are, and how some of these divisions are creating additional struggle for just keeping the community together and helping each other. And then an outsider comes in and completely turns the tables. And it is one of those stories about how the colonizers come in and what that does to these communities. So really, really excellent read. Great for a cold day. And again, that's Moon of the Crusted Snow by Wobegisig Rice. And that's it for my picks. I cannot wait to bundle up with a blanket and light a candle and relax with some of these books. Maybe I'll pick up both of the sequels, try to convince somebody to send me a arc of the next Wobegisig Rice book. And yeah, I hope you find some books to keep you cozy and warm through the season. SFF Yet is sound edited by Caitlin Brame. Many thanks to her for making us sound great each and every episode. Thank you so much for listening. You can email us at sffyeah@bookriot.com. And if you have a moment, please review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and wherever else you listen. It does help people find us. And you can find me on Instagram. I'm at sdainabwilliams. That's S-D-A-I-N-A-B Williams. And I'll talk to you next time.